These are the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. We're on the phone right now with Jim McCormick, agmarket.net. And Jim, a little bit of a mixed bag here in the grains this morning. Tell us what's going on.
Good morning. Definitely a little bit of a mixed bag. We had a couple of interesting things going on, Dustin. We did get more sales. Flash sales came out this morning. Export sales to China and an unknown destination. China came in about 132,000 tons of beans for delivery in the 24-25 marketing year. We sold another 132,000 to an unknown buyer. Most people are going to assume that's China. And then we also sold some corn as well. So we continue to see some buying. I would believe, folks, you are seeing a little bit of front running in front of the presidential election. And that's something that we got to keep an eye on. Because what I mean by that, Dustin, is these groups that have been aggressively buying grains over the last 4 or 5 weeks, did this actually change the amount of grain they're buying, or did it just change their buying habits? And what I mean by that is, if they were going to buy a boatload of corn every week for the fourth quarter, in essence, roughly 12 boatloads, instead of buying one boatload a week over the 12-week period, they just came in and bought all 12 boatloads pre-election, just not certain how the new president, either Kamala Harris or Donald Trump, would instigate trade activities, and they're just doing a little bit of risk management. We'll see. Time will tell, or if this is an actual change in aggressive buying, because if you look historically, especially corn, we have seen a lot. The sales space has been fantastic, and we're way ahead of where we traditionally have been sales-wise, at least for the last couple of years.
Moving over to livestock, Jim, cattle took it a little hard yesterday. Hogs still riding high. What's the story?
Well, a little bit of red flag in the cattle. You said they had a pretty rough day yesterday. They made new highs only to reverse, close back down. They did manage to hold the moving averages low, the moving averages, so on the 10 and 20 days. So we haven't completely destroyed the chart. But that, I think, if you are a cattle producer, if you're a trader along cattle, that is definitely a red flag. We did have phenomenal ADP number, jobs number today, which does show that, you know, we continue to hire people, which hopefully will give us a little bit of a boost in the cattle market today. But just like the grains, there's a lot of uncertainty if we would get into a trade war type of situation.
We have more under the podcast tab at iowaagnet.com. The number's next.
Today's agriculture demands expertise, and no lender delivers more ag expertise than Farm Credit Services of America. More than simply having the financial products and services you need to do business, we have the knowledge and commitment to help grow your business. From financing the next season to growing the next generation, we work to achieve your goals. We're Farm Credit Services of America. Call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn down a half at 413 and a quarter. November beans up 7 3/4 at 973 even. Live cattle down $1.77 at 186.17. Feeders down $2.52 at 244.07. Lean hogs up 82 cents. That's the opening markets.